Southern Appalachian identity is complicated and loosely defined. But when it is, the portrayals are often unflattering, from whitewashing to stereotyping. The region's not all about poor hillbillies. This week, Blue Ridge Public Radio follows Southern Appalachian identity through film, literature, academia, and music. In our first installment, we look at the echoes of the film Deliverance across the region, from art to whitewater to the lasting stereotypes. The 1972 film, starring Burt Reynolds, has had a lasting impact on Southern Appalachia. The portrayal of that fateful river run hasn't always been beneficial. Those notes evoke a pig squeal. For Haywood County resident Herbert Cowboy Coward, they're nostalgic. They remind him of his friend Burt Reynolds, who died last year.
He's a good friend to me, Burt Wood. He called me and said over the years, and we stayed in contact with each other. But that's what you call a nice and a good friend, you know.
Coward played the toothless man in Deliverance. You probably recognize his famous line.
He got a little pretty mouth, ain't he?
Getting that iconic role is a story in itself. Coward met Reynolds while he was working as a gunfighter at the Old West Amusement Park Ghost Town in Maggie Valley. From there, Reynolds recommended he be cast in the film Deliverance. Coward's proud of his role in the film. Despite the fact that he can't read, he's been in three films and is a local legend in Southern Appalachia.
Quit. Man, okay. Don't go get a whooping. Yeah.
He's the man with the pet squirrels.
I've got the only squirrel that goes to church every Sunday. It belongs to chapel. Yeah, he's the only animal that does that, ain't you, boy?
Many others don't share Coward's enthusiasm for Deliverance. The negative stereotypes of Appalachians as illiterate shine runners still persist today. Doug Woodward, who lives in Macon County, is still angry about the way the film portrayed the people along the Chattooga River in Clayton, Georgia, where the film was shot. He worked as a stuntman and a consultant for the canoeing in the film.
It's understandable that a lot of people in Raven County were not happy with the result and the way they were depicted. Once you're running the river in a canoe, kayak, or raft, why, you're in absolutely wild country. I won't say Deliverance country. That probably should be de-emphasized. There are a lot of people who have never been to the South think, ooh, I wouldn't go anywhere near where those things happened on the river.
Whitewater sports boomed following the film's release as amateurs flocked to the river. Quite a few died, but soon the professional rafting industry was born. Woodward's own rafting company was started after he bought three rafts from the film crew. Payson Kennedy was a consultant and stuntman with Woodward in Deliverance. His life was changed after the film. Kennedy met with BPR at his home on the Nantahala Outdoor Center property. The house sits on the old Nantahala riverbed next to a waterfall. Kennedy and his wife helped found NOC. In 1973, they moved their family up from Atlanta to Swain County.
The first summer we had lost money, only grossed $45,000 and showed a loss. But after that first summer, I was just so caught up in the flow, being in the flow state, being out on the river.
Outdoor recreation has since become a multi-billion-dollar industry, pulling in over $280 billion just in North Carolina. Nantahala Outdoor Center is one of the largest outdoor recreation companies in the nation. Kennedy's glad the film highlighted the Chattooga River because it helped preserve it.
The Chattooga is my all-time favorite. I love the Chattooga River. It's a national wild and scenic river, so there's no development to speak of along it. The riverbank is actually, in some respects, in better condition now than when I first started paddling.
Wild and scenic is a protected river designation. President Jimmy Carter added the Chattooga to the list. He canoed the river with Woodward. The ripples of the impact of the movie Deliverance are still felt across Southern Appalachia. Before it was a movie, it was a book by a former U.S. poet laureate that, like other works before it, helped to perpetuate the mythical stereotypes of the mountains. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.